Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
So we're on our way, right? I must admit, my daughter, whenever I, because we did that when she was little, you know, and whenever I sing that song, we always go, It's kind of fun. Talk about saints and the wisdom of the saints. And, you know, in the early church, the saint was simply a faithful one, one who followed in the way of the Christ. And that's true of the Old Testament, too, when that word saint appeared. And they were all saints in the early church. And I like that because it means that they were all simply remembering their truth, remembering their power, right? Which is what we try and do in unity, is to remember that we are worthy to receive the all that is God. Now, what's happened, though, in church history is saints have become kind of specialized and special and exalted, right? And they've been put up on a pedestal, so now, and they've been given this thing around their heads, the halo, right? And we know we all have halos, but when we get into making saints special, only they have halos. And so we put them on a pedestal. What's the danger of that when we do that? Because we want to uplift the good qualities that we see, and that's what we see in saints. We see the good qualities. The danger is all the good qualities then go to someone else, and we forget that we have them ourselves. So a true saint doesn't just lift up himself and is allowed to be lifted up by God. A true saint also says, what I have done, you can do too. Those same qualities are in you. So when we look at saints, each saint has a particular quality. And by the way, there are thousands of saints. Thousands of them. I didn't realize how many there were. Of course, there's a saint for every single day in the Catholic year, right? But then there's saints in other traditions, and there's these saints you've never heard of, and very specialized saints. You know, like if you can't open that nut, you know, there's a saint for that. You know, there's a saint for almost everything. You just have to call upon that saint, and it'll all happen for you. Thing is, which saint was it now that was supposed to do that? My electricity isn't working. I need the saint for electricity. The saint of paying your bills. Oh, there are many saints that we need to invoke for that. Yes, in fear and trembling on our knees. So saints embody qualities. And later on, I want to do a cloud of witnesses meditation where we actually see the saintliness as embodied in that saint as actually in us. Because, folks, if we could see it in another, we know that it is in us also. Because if we couldn't see it in another, it wouldn't be in us, right? That's the beauty of life. When we can see it, and when we can see those qualities shining in somebody else, the reality is, I'm recognizing them in myself. So, like we said, there's the Catholic tradition, there's Eastern Orthodox tradition, there's the Episcopalian tradition. We name churches after saints, but there's also a lot of saints in the Sufi tradition, for instance, and there's a lot of saints in Hinduism. There's I love all the names they have for saints in the Hindu tradition. They have the Mahatmas. That's a cool name, isn't it? I'm a Mahatma. There's the Munis, the silent ones. There's the Swamis. There's the Gurus. In Buddhism, there's the Bodhisattva or the mentor. There's many aspects of that saintliness. Two that are very important to me are Hindu. The Saint Ramakrishna in the 19th century, and then the great master Ramana Maharshi in the 20th century. What was cool about those particular two saints is that they never called themselves saints, right? They were embodiments of the light. And whenever they spoke, they invited that same quality in others. They saw the embodiment of the light and love in everybody. And that's what made them so holy saint-like. I think the Dalai Lama is a saint, yeah? In the sense that he selflessly and with joy and humor gives of himself, right? And we lift him up. I mean, he doesn't have this title saint, but he doesn't need it, does he? Because he is exemplifying these qualities, and he's doing it in such a way that encourages us to also take on those same qualities. And there's saints for, there's patron saints. I'm from Wales, So my patron saint is Saint David, Dewi Sant in Welsh. So he's the saint of my country. And of course, we got Saint Patrick, right, coming up shortly to celebrate. And we do celebrate him. That's one of the saints we do make sure we celebrate in all the many ways that we do with Saint Patrick. There's St. Andrew, you know, patron saint of Scotland. There's saints of festivals, you know. What's Christmas? St. Nicholas, of course. And we just had St. Valentine's. In Britain, we still call him St. Valentine's. Here, we never call him saint. He's dropped the saint for some reason. He's fallen from grace, I guess. It's too passionate, too sensual. We can't call him a saint anymore. Ooh, no. I think it's okay, you know, it's okay to call him a saint. He's a good guy. Actually, Saint Valentine wasn't treated very well, and there are many, many martyred saints, and that's part of a saintedness, isn't it? Is your willingness to lay down your life. What did Jesus say? No, love is no greater than a man should or a woman should lay down their lives for a friend, right? That willingness to be selfless. We do that for our loved ones and spouses, yeah? I know I would, if it came down to that. But could we extend it to others? And I see around me examples of people doing it on a daily basis, you know, where there's a terrible tragedy and someone's come forward and done something courageous. Or even with Harrison Ford this week, you know, he was in that wreck in his plane or whatever, and there was a guy on the golf course where the plane crashed, and he happened to be a doctor, I think, But he made sure that Harrison Ford got out of the plane, and he was afraid it was going to be a fireball, so he asked everybody to dump sand on the oil, and then he went in himself and pulled him out. He said he wasn't a small man. But, you know, acts like that, and we all know where, you know, there's been great feats of strength done by people lifting up cars. They couldn't have done that in normal circumstances, but they invoked this consciousness of giving, right? Of martyring. It doesn't mean always to be put to death. To martyr oneself means to let go, to make nothing the silliness and stupidity and egoic pride of ourselves, and instead to uplift the spiritual qualities. And saints remind us to do that, yeah? Saints remind us to lift up the possibility that's there in us. Many mystic saints. I love all the mystic saints. You know, there's St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, for instance, St. Julian of Norwich. And yet, no, a lot of people call her St. Julian of Norwich. I think she's really annoyed. It's Norwich, guys, I keep telling you. Norwich. You know, we're weird in Britain. We have strange names for things, you know. Like we say Warwick Castle. Get Americans come, they always want to go to Warwick Castle. It's Warwick Castle. That had nothing to do with the sermon and nothing to do with anything. In fact, it's just annoying. You know, what's he keep bringing this up for, you know? How many years have you lived in America, Paul? 30-something? Well, shut up then. It's Warwick now, okay? All right, it's Warwick. Yeah, okay. You go home if you don't like it. Yeah. I totally forgot what I was talking about now. I know I had something good to say. Yeah, some saint from Norwich. Oh, thank you. Did I mention I don't like daylight savings time too? Did I mention that? Okay, that parrot is dead. I know, I'm flogging a dead horse. What we love about saints, though, is that both their teaching and their example, right? And each saint has a certain quality, like I said earlier, that we can see as their essential qualities. Maybe it's not just one, maybe it's a basketful. And at 9:30, we looked at St. Francis. And let's do it again, because for those of us that were here, we could see if this bunch do as well as we did right at 9:30. Of course they will. But we're looking at St. Francis because we're all familiar with him a little bit, yeah? There's some obscure saints. We're not sure what their qualities are. But we've all got a feeling for St. Francis because we sort of grew up with him. He's like a national, international saint. And it's cool that our present-day Pope is sort of mirroring some of the qualities, right, in terms of that quality of Francis, which is so needed, I think, in our world today. So let's see, what can we come up with when you think of St. Francis of Assisi? What do you think? Speak it loud so I can hear you. Nature. All right, close connection to nature. And as we said at 9:30, the idea is that he was a precursor, really, one of the great seminal figures in terms of the eco movement, right, in terms of environmentalism, because he did care for nature and reached out not just to human beings, but all of animal creation, all of creation in general. And the idea that, you know, the birds would come to him and the animals is symbolism, isn't it, of the idea that all are welcome in God's great economy, God's great universe. Nobody is left out. No thing, no sentient being is left out. So it represents that care for nature. That's one quality. What else? Prayer, okay, because we're familiar with the prayer of St. Francis. Very centered and prayerful. Somebody said at 9:30, purity, and which is wonderful. Who was it? It was you, yeah, thank you. What's your name? Hi, JT. That was great. I love that quality, because that, to me, is the essential quality of many saints, you know. To be pure is to be clear, isn't it? You've got a clear channel. So often we're confused, we're filled with crud and difficulties, you know, we're not sure which is the way to go. But when we have that clear focus, when we're pure in motive and intention and activity, then everything becomes clear. Yeah? When we stand up for the truth, it all comes clear to us and we can move forward effectively. I think St. Francis had that purity of consciousness. So purity, love of nature, gentleness, okay? There's another hallmark of this, isn't it? We don't want to be hurtful anymore. We said ahimsa, the great Hindu teaching of harmlessness. St. Francis embodied that so well, you know? The idea that I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to help. I don't want to hinder. That's a noble quality we see in Jesus, we see in Buddha, we see in all the great way showers, this idea of gentleness. And it's not wimpiness. You know, gentle and wimpiness is a different. Gentle, it can have a quiet strength, right? It's not, well, I'm open to everything, whatever you want to do. That's passivity, right? That's sort of meekness in a negative sense. But gentleness has a great strength, great power. So gentleness, service, willingness to give, willingness to serve. Well, it's to give it away. Because when you found it, you only want to give it away. It's only people who haven't found it that don't want to give it away. Because they can't. They haven't found it. But when we find it, all we want to do is give it away because we find that it is limitless. Yeah? The good is limitless, and I must give it away. I must let it flow because that's the nature of it. That's what all the saints discovered. Man, I'm full to overflowing with this joy. I must give it away. Right? And we give it away in different gifts. Some of us have the gift of giving it away as caregivers, some as mechanics, some as great athletes, some as musicians. But the point is, it doesn't matter what it is, do it. Find it and release it. Somebody mentioned also that he was non-materialistic. I thought that was a great... Who was that? Who was the non-materialistic person? Yes, that was a great one. What's your name? Thanks, Giovanna. That was lovely, too, because, you know, he gave up this idea of having to have stuff. It wasn't about that. And as a result, he was given the ability to build a whole order here. Many churches all around the world, an order of monks that went forth and did wonderful work, right? That seems to be true. When we can give up wanting to have it a certain way, we are given so much more, right? In a relationship, when you desperately want to find that relationship and you're squeezing it so tight, you ruin it. You can't even find the relationship you'd love. But when we release and know that, hey, I'm fine the way I am, I'm open and receptive, then it flows. Yeah? It's that giving up of it having to be a certain way. He gave up much in his life. He was a wealthy man, St. Francis. He inherited, he was a trust fund baby, basically. But he gave it all up to find something more powerful than that. Say again. In order to keep it, you've got to give it away. It's a conundrum, it's a paradox of the spiritual path, right? That's how you keep it, by giving it away. And the more we think we have to have something, then we don't even have what we have, because we're a slave to that grasp. One more quality. He had a sense of humor. I don't know if that's true, but... he called himself Brother Ass. He definitely had a sense of humor. I think all saints have a sense of humor if they're real saints, you know, because we just don't take ourselves so darn seriously. And that's why we like to laugh and have joy in our community here, isn't it? Because laughter is next to, they say cleanliness is next to godliness, but I think joy and laughter are next to godliness too, because it's that idea of buoyancy, not taking ourselves so seriously. Yeah, I can see myself as an ass, you know, it's okay. There's part of me that is. Right? But that doesn't define me. I am much more than that. But to own up to our humanness is healthy. Because if I'm so heavenly good, you know, if I'm so exalted in that way that I can't acknowledge my foibles and my weaknesses, God help me, yeah? It's okay to have warts, folks. Warts are good. Yeah. Integrated, yes. And what did he integrate? Say it again, I'm sorry. Right, yes. Okay, so instead of, he went apart to discover these wonderful truths, but then he was willing to come back into society and make a difference. Excellent, you know? It's not just about going to the mountain, is it? Because you can become enlightened in the cave, but the thing is, then you got to step out of the cave back down into the world. And that's where the real work takes place. And he was willing to do that, yes, to be fully integrated. Beautiful. So, all these qualities we just uplifted, guess where they are? They are within us, right? And they are there because we are made of God's stuff. We are made of all that is the beauty of God. And so, this is true for us now and always. But the thing is, we need those reminders, we need remembrances, and that's where the saints come in. The saints are there to remind us of who we are. And I would say that any time we see the good in another, when we see we uplift the qualities of the saint in another, then we have exalted the same qualities in us. So the meditation we're going to do in a moment is a cloud of witnesses meditation, and that is simply to bring into a circle with you all those people in your life that you could see saintliness in, that you see that there's something in them that has reminded you of truth, right? That has brought you to where you are in your life now. It could be family members, it could be friends and teachers, it could be great saints and masters. Whoever it is, we bring them into the circle with us and we have an interaction with them. And this is available at all times and all ways, right? I'm thinking of my dad. My dad taught me bullheadedness, but also kindness. But I've transformed bullheadedness into great strength, because he was a very strong man, but he was also kind. So when I think of him, I think of those qualities, yeah? And I see that saintedness. And my God, he wasn't a saint. But I see that there were elements of those sainted divine ideas in him. And as a result, then he becomes a mentor to me, somebody that uplifts me on my journey. And although he died in 1977, that's a long time ago, he's still with me today. I want to close by just sharing the fact that these mentors are always with us. And I've shared this story before, but I'll share it again because it's pertinent today, I think. I don't know how many years ago now, but 15 years ago, I went back to the hill that my dad took me when I was a kid. And it was where I had my first mystical experiences, and it's a very important place to me. And I went there, and so we climbed up the top of the hill, and there was a sort of a bowl in the top. And the wind blew, but in the bowl it was calm. And I lay down in there, and as I was lying down, I went into a meditative place. And it was like almost like a vortex opened in my heart. And my dad was there. And he said, "Son, it's been a long time." And I burst into tears. It just overwhelmed me. And this is like, I don't know, 30 years after he died. And so the message for me was, these loved ones, these mentors, these people that we lift up, whether they be our dad, which is a very emotional and deep connection, or whether it be anybody in our lives, they're always with us, right? There's no time or space to spirit. I felt tremendously blessed by that. Just those few words, "It's been a long time, son." It was like, whoa. In other words, you were waiting all this time, waiting for me, you know, that I was special enough that you hadn't floated off into some other dimension, but you were still available. And this is the power, folks. It's the power of the wisdom of the saints. People that still stay connected to us and uplift us into greater possibility for our lives. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.